Each year at Christmas, we ask prominent church leaders from around the world to share with us a message to mark the season. This evening, we bring you greetings from Father Peter Ballas, International Director at the Jesuit Refugee Service.
This Christmas time, my thoughts, of course, go to the major crisis zones where there's open fighting, a lot of suffering, like Sri Lanka, like Congo, East Congo, North Kivu. But somehow these news are in these situations are in the news. I would rather like to highlight situations which are not in the news. And my focus is a bit the family. How does forced migration affect the family situation? Christmas is a time where we celebrate the families, the unity, we want to be together. But unfortunately, a lot of people, due to forced migration, as refugees, displaced people, cannot be together. The kingdom of God definitely means no barbed wire, no fences, no offenses of immigration and so on, no borders, no Nogales anymore, a border town and a fence. It means another world, another form of relationship without these limits which make people illegal, which make people criminalize them who are honest people. So it was the right thing to celebrate that. I do think, as Christmas is, yes, Jesus is born into this world, even himself, a refugee, a world which divides poor and rich, which divides high class and lower class, which divides now illegal. So Joseph had to go to Manchester. In Bethlehem, one can play through this image of Christmas. That's the reality, is born into that, into this world, in order to overcome it. This is Father Peter Ballas from the Jesuit Refugee Service. On behalf of the Jesuit Refugee Service, the many refugees and forcibly displaced people, I would like to wish you a happy Christmas. God's blessing, and may you have wonderful days together with your beloved ones.